Not starting. It's not working. It says Wi-Fi connected. It says restarting stream. What does that mean?
How are you connected?
It said connected. What's it called? Van Praagh connected me to my phone. And it said Wi-Fi connected.
Okay, just get me into your phone.
Restarting stream.
Wait, it's on now.
It's on?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that one's on.
I know. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Sai, Bruchim Aboim to Oil Moshe, version number 2. Welcome here. We hope Mir Tshem will have as good a yeshuv as we had in Machzik Hadas, we'll have here again. Okay, today's halacha, to be honest, I spent some time on it trying to work it out, because the Chofetz Chaim says himself, it's a very big chiddush, and therefore you need to be very careful with it. And I'm not quite sure exactly what he's saying. I will belineder. I looked at it so far in two places, and now I'm trying to understand it. I haven't got it clear, so I'll just share with you what I know, and then we'll carry on belineder. We've been speaking about Loshon Hara L'Toyeles. So Loshon Hara L'Toyeles means that if you can stop a Loshon Hara from happening, if you have an ability to prevent somebody from speaking Loshon Hara, then you're allowed to do things, including speaking to other people. Yeah, like we said, if somebody's doing something wrong, you can speak to somebody on his behalf, and it's not, or the toyeles, in order that you create a situation where he gets correct. He said, the Chofetz Chaim says that, like we said with all the Averis, whatever Avera he's doing, he's swindling people, he's doing Aroyas, who knows what he's doing, he's treating his family badly, all sorts of things that a person could be doing. And we said that if you go through the 7 rules of Toyeles and you've tried to speak to him and he doesn't listen and doesn't improve, then you can go and speak to somebody who can influence him. Similarly, he says, you could even, if that was the only way of doing it, you'd be allowed to publicize his rishus. In other words, if there's no other way of doing it, but you speak privately to people, you spoke to his Rav, you spoke to his father, you spoke to his brother, and they all spoke to him, and yet, afal pi ken, nothing seems to help, then sometimes the only way that a person could be brought back to behaving properly would be if he's embarrassed in public. If you make a public announcement or somehow or other. And we'll get to an example of it, because it'll be easier to understand when you have an example. But he says, besides all the other things that a person's doing wrong, like, as we said, all these other averas that he's guilty of, speaking Loshon Hara is also an avera. So if he's a Baal Loshon Hara, and his avera is that he speaks Loshon Hara, and you've tried your best, you've gone through all the rules, you mean it, the Shem Shemaim, and you've heard it firsthand, and all the rules, and you've tried to persuade him to stop speaking Loshon Hara, and afal pi ken he continues, then you're allowed to shame him in public in order to prevent the Loshon Hara from happening, and to prevent the damage that can happen to the person that he's speaking about. So he gives an example, and again, I'm not... We'll come to the example, and we'll see whether or not we like it or not. He says, for instance, he said, there's a guy, it's just theoretical, these things never happen, but there's a guy who's got a really gazinta piece of Loshon Hara. He became aware of something that somebody in the community has done, and it's a scandal, and nobody knows about it yet, and he's going to publicize it, and he's at a chasna, just as an example, in order to try and understand the halacha the Chofetz Chaim's offering us. He says, he's at a chasna, and you see this guy with his piece of news, with his piece of geshmaka Loshon Hara, he's going around from table to table saying, have you heard the news? Right, Ploini has been indicted or arrested because he did this, that and the other, or whatever it is. It's news to everybody, and at every table the people are gathering around him, and everybody's hearing what's going on, etc. So, it's pure Loshon Hara. It obviously has a bad effect on the person that he's speaking about. Yeah, and it's pure Loshon Hara, and I want to stop him from doing it. And I've tried everything. I know he's doing the Avera of speaking Loshon Hara. I know that he's at the Chasna. I'm trying whatever I can to prevent him. I've spoken to him privately. I've sent his father. I've sent his brother. Nothing has helped. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you know what I ought to be doing? I ought to be going to the next table that he hasn't reached yet. I should be going to the next table and telling them, you know this Ploini, he's going around from one table to the other telling Loshon Hara, you should know it's Loshon Hara, and if it's not true, you should know it's not true. In other words, in the chapter, in the English Sefer, they call it a preemptive strike. Right? You go to the table where he hasn't reached yet, and you tell them about this person. You say, he's speaking Lashon Hara, he's going from table to table. When he arrives here, don't believe him and don't trust him. And he says that ultimately, if you do that to every table, and he sees that nobody's listening to him, then he will desist. Here, Rabbi Sai, first Torah way back at Oil Moshe. Today is Tesvov Tammuz Tovshin Pei Dalet, 21st of July. Rabbi Saul Kornfeld Shlita, making a chasna on Erev Shavuos Batamuz. First of all, thank you for the organizers of this wonderful program, which gives me the opportunity to get up early in the morning and to prepare a shiur. That's the first thank you. The second thank you, I wanted to say that the tachlis of Limud HaTorah, one of the main, is Lilmoid Almanas Lasois.
Who is the rabbi speaking? You don't have a leaflet.
Lilmoid almanas lasois. Lilmoid almanas lasois. So we should learn in order to do, in order to act. Now I have the very fortunate. I'm very fortunate to have the lasois, and I had the lasois, and then I organized the lilmoid. We have a chassid in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow of my daughter with in Achus Nachushev Rabbi Arye Shanto to Zayin Gesund, and chassid is scheduled for Erev Shavuos Batamuz. So we looked through, before we started the chasna, obviously we consulted with Rabunim, and we didn't do al das atzmeinu, and we came out that it's mutter, we can make a chasna like atchil on Erev Shavuos Batamuz. But the question is, why?
Why shouldn't you be able to?
And the question is also, let's maybe start from the other side, like a very valid question, why shouldn't you be able to? Let's start with the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. It was written in 1950 in Tufshin Yud. Someone asked Rav Moshe Feinstein in that year, Shavuos HaBatamuz fell out on Sunday. And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, the shaila was, on Sunday, obviously on Shabbos you can't make a chasana, so the only time you can make the chasana is Motzei Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos is the night of Shavuos HaBatamuz. Can you or can't you make the chasana on Motzei Shabbos, the night before Shavuos HaBatamuz? So Rav Moshe goes through, I didn't bring Rav Moshe, choose Rav Moshe, I should really, to do justice to it, I should really bring the Rav Moshe, but Rav Moshe goes like this. Rav Moshe starts off with the Machloikas, the Baal HaMoir, and the Rosh. Machloikas, Baal HaMoir, and the Rosh, the question is, do you say Aneinu on Leil Shavuos HaBatamuz? Do you say Aneinu on Leil Shavuos HaBatamuz? Aneinu b'yom tzoyim ta'aneseinu by davenin. The Rosh says, yes, we do. Because it's yom tzoyim ta'aneseinu, it's the day of Atamuz, the night of Shavuos HaBatamuz talking about. The Baal HaMoir says, no, we don't. We don't say Aneinu b'yom tzoyim ta'aneseinu b'yom on the Leil Shavuos HaBatamuz. Says Rav Moshe, when Meile comes out, that it seems like that the Machlokes, the Rosh and the Baal HaMoir is the night of Shavuos HaBatamuz, part of the unit of Shavuos HaBatamuz, and then you do say Aneinu, or is the night of Shavuos HaBatamuz a separate entity by itself? Maybe the night of Shavuos HaBatamuz is an entity by itself. It's true, Shavuos HaBatamuz is Yom Tzoyim Ta'aneseinu, but the night is not Yom Tzoyim Ta'aneseinu. That's clear, everyone agrees, the Rosh and the Baal HaMoir, they both agree that we don't fast on Leil Shavuos HaBatamuz. Everyone agrees to that. That's Muslim, we don't fast. But the question is, how do you view the day? Is the day one indivisible unit? And Mamele, you can say, Yom Tzoyim Ta'aneseinu? Or is the day not, is it a divisible unit? The two units, a unit of a night, which is not Yom Tzoyim Ta'aneseinu, and the unit of the day, which is Yom Tzoyim Ta'aneseinu.
You really can't listen to music or cut your hair.
Very good, we're going to get to it. Very good. Says Rav Moshe, first of all, it's a machloikas, the Rosh and the Baal HaMoir. And it's a machloikas, the Rosh and the Baal HaMoir. So it seems like Rav Moshe says that the Baal HaMoir, the Avelus, does not start the Avelus does not start from
Leil Shavuos HaBetamos, according to the Baal HaMoreh. According to the Rosh, it seems like the Avelis does start from Leil Shavuos HaBetamos. So Ramesh wants to say, maybe the Machloikas Rosh and Baal HaMoreh will have an effect on our Shale, whether you can make a Chasana, like this, that story in 1950 in Toshin Yud, where they had Motzah Shabbos was Leil Shavuos HaBetamos, and can't you make the Chasana Motzah Shabbos Leil Shavuos HaBetamos or not? That's his first approach. That way, Ramosha approaches it. Now, then he says, even if the Rosh says Ramosha, which the Rosh looks at views Shavuos HaBetamos as one indivisible unit, which the whole day is Yom Tzom Taneseinu. But nevertheless, maybe you could still make a chasana, even if it's Yom Tzom Taneseinu. Says Ramosha, why? Because it's not Nikar Shemis Ablim Boy. Says Ramosha, new Chiddush, a new Sfora. It's not Nikar Shemis Ablim Boy. Turn around on the Leil Shavuos HaBetamos. Is there any visible, noticeable fact, halucha, which is going to tell you, no, it's Avelis. No, there's nothing, maybe we know. We look at the calendar, we look at the date, and we know it's Shavuos HaBetamos. But besides looking at the calendar, halucha lemaise, is there a halucha practical halucha lemaise which is Nikar Shemis Ablim Boy? Says Ramosha, no, there isn't. Maybe, he says, even if you're the Rosh, because it's not Nikar Shemis Ablim Boy, there's no Issa, the Avelis hasn't started yet. So the Avelis only starts from when you have a visible, practical halucha lemaise, the Avelis. As long as you don't have a visible, practical halucha lemaise, the Avelis, says Ramosha, there's no Avelis yet. And because there's no Avelis yet, you can make a chasana. So he has two separate reasons where Ramosha says that you can make the chuppah and the nisuin on Leil Shavuos HaBetamos. That's what Ramosha wants to say. Ramosha states this halucha lemaisa. Because he says it's the tzorich, obviously. He says it's the tzorich. He says, first of all, it's a shaila. Do we hold like the Baal HaMoreh? Do we hold like the Rosh? Second, even if you're the Rosh, there's a small of Ramosha's Chiddush that maybe the Isser to have a chasana doesn't apply if you're the Rosh. And the end Rosh says the whole thing of not having chasanas in the 3 weeks is only a minhag. That's not a halucha, says Ramosha. And sufik minhag lohokal. Sufik minhag lohokal. So there's really three reasons here why it's mutter to make a chasana and a chuppah b'leil Shavuos HaBetamos. And the reason is because, first of all, maybe you hold like the Baal HaMoreh, which is clearly that it's nothing to do with Shavuos HaBetamos, it's not the Yom Tzom Taneseinu. Even if it's the Rosh, maybe it's not Nikash and it's Ablim Boy, even if it's one unit. And besides the point, we don't know, it's not a minik, it's a Sufik minik lohokal, and the whole thing is a minik. The Ramachaber doesn't hold of the Issa, the Sfardim, Achele Bnei Asfardim, they make chasanas even in the 3 weeks, Kolzman, it's not Rosh Chodesh Av yet. So the Ramu mentions that minik. The Machaber doesn't know all of that. It's not a halucha, it's a minik. So the minik lehokul. That's what Ramosha says. Three reasons why halucha lemaise b'shas atzoyrich, versteht sich? B'shas atzoyrich, we can make a chasen in Leil Shavuos HaBetamos. Yeah.
Maybe it's different doing nothing on Motzah Shabbos than actually making a chasen, which is a hepech of Avelis. It's something active. Right. I'm doing something positive, which is connected Avelis.
Right, I hear what you're saying. The words are saying, in this case, there is no neutral, it's the same as the whole year. You're saying there are three options, yes, not, and in between. The in-between is the same as the whole year, which means the whole year we don't have chasanas whenever, a normal Tuesday, is there a chasana? No. If there's no chasana, there's no color, so there's no chasana. So when you're not making a chasana, it doesn't show any, there's no three options. Make sense what I'm saying? Sure, we'll have to hash it out. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it's also there's a true and tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yud in Simon Chovov, which he brings a shaila legabe shachiyon, which I think you raised. Yeah, shachiyon. Can you say shachiyon leil Yud Zayin Betamos, which is very similar, which means with the halucha is it's also a minute. We don't say shachiyon v'kimon v'giyon l'azman hazeh. On a new fruit, normally you say shachiyon on a new fruit or on a new acquisition. We say Shachiyonu. So do you say Shachiyonu on Leil Shavuos HaBetamos? In the 3 weeks, the minhag is not to say Shachiyonu. The question is, do you say Shachiyonu on Leil Shavuos HaBetamos or not? So Tzitz Eliezer says there's a machloikis, the Chidur and Amdra Achoinim, whether you say Shachiyonu on Leil Shavuos HaBetamos. And the Sitzel Yezel says, you see, that Leish Shavuos HaBetamos, the Avelis has started, and the Minig HaOilam is not to make Shachiyona, even on Leish Shavuos HaBetamos, also not. It seems like that's the Halucha HaNuheges. So the Sitzel Yezel time is against the Igus Moshe says, we don't know what the Minig is, the Gabel Chasanus, but we do know, says the Tzitzel Yezel, what the minig is, legaba shachiyon. Because you see, there's a machloik as Chidur and the Abda Achroinim, and it seems like Klal Yisrael accepted the Chidur over the Abda Achroinim, and we don't say shachiyon and Leif Shavos HaBetamos. So the Tzitzel Yezel time is that there is a minig, there is an established minig on being machshev, Leif Shavos HaBetamos, like Shavos HaBetamos. So why does the Ramosha say, that the night we don't know what the minig is. So the minig is local. L'chayre, it is. That's one time. And so it was the.
Not to listen to music either.
Yeah, music. Yeah.
Do the Sfardi make Shachiyonu until Rosh
Chodesh? Yeah. They do. I think so.
The Chidur is a Sfardi.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have to learn. Yeah. The Emma says I've got the Chidur here, and we'll maybe after this year we'll have to learn it together. Yeah, it's a kitzur. So we have interesting. We have a very interesting. Now the time it's Tzitzel Yezel times against Igus Moshe. He times that you're saying that Igus Moshe says that even if the Rosh, because the Avelis is not nikkur, so because it's even if it's the Rosh looks at it in one indivisible unit, and the night is one with you can say Anenu Yoim Tzoyim Tanis, and it's one Yoim. So, but the Avelis is not nikkur. That was the Svura, the Chiddush Svura of the Ramosha, of Igus Moshe. Comes the Tzitzel Yezel, and Tzitzel Yezel times that the halucha is, if a person goes to sleep at night, Shavuos HaBetamos, and he did not make a tanai that he's going to eat before the tanas, and he gets up early, the halucha is kibbul all of a tanas, it's the tanas has started, and he's not allowed to eat even before Alois HaShachar, even if it's Vanai Lailu, before Alois HaShachar, he's not allowed to eat. So says the Tzitzel Yezel, so you see, there is a practical halucha at night already about the Tanus. What does Ramosha say? Ramosha is telling us, it's just theory. We know it's also about Tanus, but there's no practical halucha. Says the Tzitzel Yezel, there is a practical halucha, when a person goes and lies down at night, the halucha is that he has to make a condition that he wants to eat before the Tanus, before the Zmanas Cholos HaTanus, before Alois HaShachar. But if he does not make this condition, he's not allowed to eat even at night. So you see that there is a certain practical halucha even at night of Shavuos HaBetamos, and that's a taina which the Tzitzel Yezel times. The Tzitzel Yezel taina is two tainas against the Igros Moshe. The first taina was you saying that there's no minik, established minik. There is an established minik because Shachiyonu we don't say that's a machloikas, and it seems like we accepted the Chidur that we don't say Shachiyonu. And the second taina is that it's Nikon Avelis, that's the tainus of the Tzitzel Yezel against. When we have a look in Eish Lavruam, from Bechutsch, Eish Lavruam, in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, he says clearly, it's also to make Nisuin Beleil Shavuos HaBetamos, not like the Igros Moshe, and it's a machloik as the Eish Lavruam and the Igros Moshe, Legabe, when Aluch Alomaisa, you're allowed to, or you're not allowed to. So I saw a very interesting Stickel from the Moshe Sternbuch, the Zayn Gesund und Stark, Av Bezden Yerushalayim, and in Chelek, in Moyadim Zmanim, in Chelek Hey, Simon Shin Lamot Ches, he has an interesting Shale. So he says there, Bachasin Sheiskaimu Lifnei Yud Zayin Betamuz, a chasen which started before, which is accepted practice to make chasenas before Yizayin Betamuz, Vashever Buchus Chol Betoich Gimel Shavuos, the 3 weeks in Avelis. So he goes through the Shale is, can you Rikudin? Can you have Kleishir? Can you have. So he says, Simchus Chosn Vikale Kol Shivu, he brings in the Rambam, that the Rambam paskens that the Chosn and Shushvinov are potum in Asuka, Kol Shivu, because they are Oiskim B'mitzvah. But the Oiskim B'mitzvah, Kol Shivu, the Chosn V'Shishvinov, it's a machloek, it's the Rambam and the Rosh, but it seems like that Shachonoch paskens like the Rambam, that's what it seems like, and the Ramosh Shter Muchtaka takes on the Rambam, that Potter, and it seems like that this is a Choshev, a starke Chiyuv of the Sameach Chosn V'Kalle, and that's why this should be Doiche, the Avelis of the 3 weeks. Says Moshe, but the Maase it says Ales Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchosi, which means Rosh Simchosi means to say Rosh Simchosi, which is the Simcha of Halucha Diga Simcha, even the Chosi Vekalu, which is Halucha Diga Simcha. So Mamela, it could be Yotze Shneihem. You could be Yotze Shneihem. You could have the Sheva Buchos, you could have the meal, you could have everything, but you could also be Moinea a little bit and have Efshele Kaim Shneihem. That's what the Moshe says.
So,
The fasting she was a Batamas. Yeah, the Chosin is fasting she was a Batamas. Even the Chosin himself is fasting she was a Batamas. Yeah, he says, he brings also from the Sefer Galia Maseches. Galia Maseches is a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Mishenichos Avim Matam Simcha, even if there's a Simcha which is Torah Diga Simcha, Halucha Diga Simcha, not just Tam Hoyleles Diga Simcha, which is Hoyleles Diga Simcha has no place even the whole year, also not. So obviously we're talking about the Simcha, which is Halucha Diga Simcha. Says the Galim Masech Talmud Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he says that the Bris Mila, which is clearly a Simcha, nevertheless, Mamatim Simcha, that you should take a little bit off the Simcha. So Rav Moshe Shtelbuch says, that Mamela, the same thing will apply to Sheva Buchos after the Tanis, in the 3 weeks. But the Sheva Buchos, in the 3 weeks, you should not have Klei Shir. So which means the Menir of Klei Shir will be the Yoytze Gewesen, both Tzududim. Also, we are a Sameach, we have the Sheva Buchos, we are singing, and we have a Suda, especially the Kuvat Chus and the Kala, but we don't have a Klei Shir to have a little bit Ale Es Yerushalayim Al Rosh Simchusi. And it stands to see like the Minigin Yerushalayim. The Minigin Yerushalayim is, that's what Rav Moshe Shtelbuch says, that was the reason. The Minigin was in Yerushalayim not to have Klei Shir by any Chasana. Why is there no Klei Shir by any Chasana in Yerushalayim, the Minig? The reason is because it's the Bechina of Meisoi Mutl Lefonov. In Yerushalayim is the place where the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, and the base is mutlefona when you go and you bring Klei Shir. So in the 3 weeks, we are elevated, says Rav Moshe Shtelbuch, like Yerushalayim the whole year. Like the whole Yerushalayim the whole year, there's no Klei Shir. So in the 3 weeks, there's also no Klei Shir by the Sheva Buchos. Incidentally, Rav Moshe Feinstein in a different shuva says that he's matter even Klei Shir also by Sheva Buchos in the 3 weeks. That's interesting to note. Interesting to note. Yes, yeah, so I'm truly.
It's the day Yerushalayim. Really, Yerushalayim, obviously, the old city is really.
The mini Yerushalayim started in the old city, but Lemaise, it's an espasha to the new city also. Lemaise. The mini is accepted by the Bnei Yerushalayim al Kaponim. I'll tell you, I asked, Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't so happy about Bnei Chutznotz in Yerushalayim to change to be made for the Minig. And so I met Chassan in Yerushalayim. I'm a Bnei Chutznotz. Maybe the Minig Yerushalayim doesn't apply to me. I remember my son-in-law was also from Chutz Loretz. So Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't alive anymore. I went to his son, Rav Bezriel, and I asked him what he thinks, what his father would say by Chassan. So he asked me, this is my previous Adam, my previous son-in-law. So he asked me, where does the Bucha learn? So I told him, he learns in Brisk, he learns in Yerushalayim. And where is he going to live after the Chassan? In Yerushalayim, he's going to continue. So das heißt, wenn ich kurz noch jetzt asks me. Das ist vielleicht was, das ist vielleicht kurz noch jetzt. Das ist nicht schreiben. So nicht that's what Rabbi Zeil told me. So the Shalom wasn't the Meister, so I made a Chassan attack outside of Yerushalayim because of that reason. But on Kompunem, that's what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says. So now, says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Moshe Shtelbuch, he brings down the tshuva for Rabbi Moshe in which we mentioned before. That's in El Chaim and Simon Kif Samaches. So he says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is matter even beleil Yud Zayin leEs Atzoyrich. Yeah, and he brings a raya because we don't say Anenu. And says Rabbi Moshe, I don't understand. Why does the Balamur say that we don't say Anenu b'yom tzayin tanisenu in the night? Not because there is no Avelis at night. Rav Moshe Feinstein understood that the Avelis and the Tzoyim are one. And if you have Avelis at night, you should have said, Aneinu b'yom tzoyim taniseinu. And that all evolves about how do you look at Shavuos HaMatamos. One unit, indivisible, or divisible, two units. And the Abba Amul holds, it's two units. It's and that's why we don't say Aneinu B'yom Tzoyim Tani Seinu. Says Ramesh Shteimuch, no, that's not the reason why the Abba Amul says we don't say Aneinu B'yom Tzoyim Tani Seinu. The reason is, Pusher, nothing to do with Avelis. Avelis Lechud, and Tzoyim Lechud. Tzoyim is one thing, and Avelis is another thing. Which means, fact is, We don't fast Leil Shavuos Abatamos. So that's the reason why the Baal HaMor says we don't say Aneinu B'yom Tzoyim Tani Seinu, as opposed to Avelis maybe starts already the Leil Shavuos Abatamos. That's what Ramosha Shtenbuch says Legaber Ramosha Feinstein's Psak. So how can he use the Baal HaMor's Psak that we don't say Aneinu B'yom Tzoyim Tani Seinu in order to justify there's no Avelis? Maybe there is no tzoim, correct? I grant you that, but there is avelis, and amena, you shouldn't be able to have a chasana even the tzoim. So he says Moshe Shteinbuch. So what happens if the nesuim is b'yoyim, which is our case? The nesuim is b'yoyim, and the suda is belailu, So the suda maybe moves into the territory of avelis, which neshitas Moshe Shteinbuch. The avelis would apply on Leil Shavuos Abatamos. How could you justify that? If you're saying that the night is Avelis and you can't have Nisuin at night, so how can you have the Suda at night? That's the question which Rav Moshe Shteinbuch asks on himself. So he says, Mitzvahs Chosn, Simchas Chosn, V'kala Chomir. It's a Chomer Diga Simcha, he says. It's a Chomer Diga Simcha. I don't know the word Chomer and Simcha. I don't know how that seems like a bit of a contradiction. Yeah, Chomer and Simcha. But it seems like that's the way he calls it. He calls it a Chomer Diga Simcha. Yeah, Chomer Diga Simcha. So Chomer Diga Simcha is doiche the Indian of Avelis. So the Avelis is Mufka. So according to the Moshe, there's no Avelis to start with. According to Moshe Shteinbuch, there is Avelis to start with. But because it's Yom Chasunosso, Yom Simchas Liboy, that's doicha the Indian of Avelis. Yeah? So he says, Ikra Simcha ben Nisuin, says Rav Moshe Shteinbuch, is Hain HaSuda, that's the Suda. And because this is the Ikra Simcha ben Nisuin, and it's based really, it doesn't quote, but the Gemara Sukkah says, that the Shaila was, can you make a chuppah is a chosn? But the Gemara Sukkah speaks about whether the chosn is potter from a sukkah or the chosn is chayv a sukkah. So the Gemara says he has to be happy. The chosn has to be happy. How can he be happy in the sukkah? He can't be happy in the sukkah. Or maybe the Gemara says he should eat in the suda somewhere else. And in the sukkah, he should be happy somewhere else and eat the suda in the sukkah. So the happiness and the suda, the Gemara is trying to differentiate and to be mechalek between the happiness and the Suda. The Gemara says, no, you can't. The Iker happiness, the Gemara says, is by the Suda. And if the Suda is going to be in the Sukkah, it's going to be Mitzumtzim, it's not going to be proper Simcha. That's why the Gemara says he's potter from the Sukkah. So you see that the Suda and the Simcha, they have to be at the same time, same place. So if you're going to say no Suda, means to say no Simcha. Simcha is Chomel. So must be, says Rav Shteinbuch, the Simcha of Shavuos with the Simcha of the Chosn B'Yom Chuposo, which is Chomer, is Doich the Avelis of Leil Shavuos B'Tamos, the Fish Hittas, Rav Moshe Shteinbuch.
Yeah. You see that the Chuppah is full of Zeicha to Avelis of Yerushalayim.
We break the glass.
Even the Shavuos.
Alei Yerushalayim. Correct.
The
Chasn
is not Doich in
Ganzen. So Doich in Ganzen. But the Avelis seems like would have precluded the Simcha in Ganzen. The fight, as so to speak, between the Avelis and the Simcha, which is happening here, is not on the extra point which you mentioned. The fight is on the etzem existence of the Chasn, which means we wanted the Avelis was trying to negate the Chasn totally. Because we see that the Fikoy to Ramesh Shteinbuch, you can't make Nisuin Leil Shavuos Abatamos. We can't make sure Nisuin Leil Shavuos Abatamos. This, which means the strength of the Avelis is so strong that we negate the Simcha altogether, really. And that's the wrestle, so to speak, between the two opposing forces, the Simcha and Avelis. That's the fight. Can you have Bechlal Simcha or not? Answer is, because the Simcha is Chomer, that's why the Simcha is stronger than the Avelis, and it's Doicha, the Isra Avelis, and that's why you can't have the Suda, because it says, Ein litchois a. So it says, oh, so he's asking, okay, But it's still Efshar Lekayim Shneim. It says Efshar Lekayim Shneim. Who asked you to make the chasana, to schedule your chasana dafke at night of Shavuos, Shavuos and Batamos? Make the chasana after the 3 weeks. The Rebbeinu Shalom will give koyach and time, and we'll make the chasana later. And then everyone will be happy. Avelis will be happy, and the Silchu will be happy. Why do you have to put yourself into a fight between Silch and Avelis, where the Silch is goyvel over the Avelis? Don't let yourself into a fight, and every fashion should be full of Avelis, and also full Simcha, and finished. So why? What's the heter? Says Rav Moshe Shteinbuch, what's the heter to do both and put them in a position of a fight was our choice? So he says, because the mitzvah of Nisuin is such a great mitzvah, we can't be ma'achir the Nisuin. We can't be ma'achir the Nisuin, because mitzvah boli yotchu al tach mitzenu, that's one reason. And the other reason is the Nisuin itself, after the fact of the chosin is over 20, it says tipach, that the chosin should get married ASAP. So Mamele, the chosin should get married as soon as possible. So now we have got the possibility of getting married. You're going to wait 3 weeks. You're going to be over that inyan of getting married not too late. And that justifies you of putting yourself into a matzav of a wrestle, of a fight, between the Simcha Navelis and the Simcha will be going on Navelis. And otherwise we would say, don't put yourself into a fight. Leave the fight itself. So which means the mitzvah boliotcha atach mitzenu and the Indian of getting married younger, they are the reasons to put myself into a fight. Which means that halucha of getting married early is not strong enough to make it in the 3 weeks itself. That not. But to put yourself into a fight for that much, is that Indian is stark is enough to get yourself into that because mitzvah simchus chus mekala is doicher the Indian of Avelis. That's shittus Ramoshe Steinbuch zu sein gesinnten stark. Yeah, is a zoi. There's an interesting. There's other poskim also which deal with Ramoshe. There's a true sefer of Rabbi Yochanan, the lawyer of Rabbi Yochanan Tzoifer. Zochayin Levuchah says, "Ein kedai." Excuse me. "Ein ani kedai lehushiv al udam budim banukim like Ramoshe." He says, "I can't argue with him, but Torah is emes, so I have to say what I have to say." So he says that even if the Balamur, which Rav Moshe Feinstein tells that the Fide Balamur, we don't say Adeni Biyem Tzoyim Tanesenu, he tells the same thing, that we don't say a Tefillah of Adeni Biyem Tzoyim Tanesenu is because it's not a Tzoyim. But it's nothing to do, but the Shem Tanes is Chal B'Laylo, it could be, which means that really, even if the Balamur, it's an indivisible unit, which means he's arguing with Rav Moshe on a different side. He's saying, Rav Moshe said, according to the Balamur, it's a divisible unit. The day lechut, the night lechut. You see, don't say, I am here, sometimes say. Says the lawyer of Klapper Rav Moshe, maybe the Balamur is moider that it's an indivisible unit. If it's an indivisible unit, one day, Oy Bazoi, why don't you say, I am here, sometimes say? Simple, because I happen to eat now. Because I'm eating now. At night, I'm eating. So it's a stira. I can't mention the tzoim of the yoim if I'm eating. So it is a yoim tzoim. It is a yoim tzoim even at night. And Mamela, you don't even have between Avelis and tzoim. Avelis and tzoim go together. It's one indivisible unit. Shavuos Matamos is one day. A day of tzoim. Even if it's Balamur. And the question is, why don't I say Aneinu by Ma'arif? The answer is, because I'm eating. And it's a steer, a contradiction to eat and also say an Yom Tzoyim. But really the day is a Yom Tzoyim. So that's another Tana which a lawyer Ruf Tana is against Rav Moshe. Avada, Rav Moshe would have what to answer about this thing. There's an interesting other Shala for Rav Moshe. They asked him, the Mefarshim, the Amadaik in Tshuva of Rav Moshe, that story Rav Moshe mentions in the Tshuva that this was Matzah Shabbos. So the question is, which Rav Osner in the Shevet Halevi and other poskim, they tell the Rav Moshe's loshen. Why Rav Moshe is madgish and is mavlet, he brings out the point that it's Motzah Shabbos. Why does he say that? Well, she says it's Motzah Shabbos, and you want to make it's a tzorich. You want to make the chasen on Motzah Shabbos. So Rav Ozer says, why does Rav Moshe speak about Motzah Shabbos? So he says maybe Rav Moshe means to say that it's kedushas Shabbos, and maybe that might be doicha da avelis a bit. Rav Ozer wasn't so sure. So I found an interesting sefer Chai ben Yumin. Chuvas Chai ben, I'm not sure who the mechaber is, but Chuvas Chai ben Yumin. Chuvas Chai ben Yumin says the chelik beis. Says interesting shot. Says Ramoshe, look at the hemshah, the logic of Ramoshe. Ramoshe says we don't know what the minik is. We don't know what the minik is. Why don't we know what the minik is? Because it's a very milse the loy shchicha. It's something normally milse the shchicha. You can't say I don't know what the minik is. I don't know. Book chazi. Go and see. It happens every day. What are people doing? Do they do left or do they do right? What are they doing? So it's a milse the shchicha. But this. Chasene, machen an Isuen, belech, was of a Tamil, says the Chaim ben Yumin, this is a Milse, the Leuschkicha. Because it has to happen, Davke, that was of a Tamil should fall on a Sunday. And there's a Chosn Kalle who want to make a Chasene. So he says, if it would have been on the weekdays, then what's the big deal? Can't you make the Chasene a few hours earlier? You schedule the Chuppah after Nacht. You can't schedule the chuppah a few hours earlier. All is there, the flowers, the photograph, all is there. Move the schedule a bit. So, there's no raya. So, you would never know because this possibility, which is not only a possibility, an advisability, it's better if you have two options, says the Chai ben Yumin. To make the chasana after Nacht. Or make the chasen moed yoyim. Avad, it's better to do moed yoyim because you save yourself from tzoros. And you can't say it's a mukhmat tzoros because it's not a big deal. So you'll never know when push comes to shove, when you stand with your back against the wall, what the minig is. That's what the Moshe means. It's Motzah Shabbos. And because it's Motzah Shabbos, you can't find out what the minig is. And that's why it's a sufik. A sufik minig lehukl. It's a very interesting way how he explains why the Moshe makes an Eisek for the fact that it's Motzah Shabbos. Because to show that it's like something which has no meaning. I was thinking another point. He's talking about the Chush of the Tzibur as Moirin gewesen. What's with Shachayonu? What's with Shachayonu? We don't say Shachayonu, Leil Shavos HaBatamos. But the emphasis is Shachayonu, the Rishonim say, I found in Ritfu in the ninth parak in Bruchas. The Ritfu says, I think the Bessiasov brings it down. Halacha l'maaseh that Birchas Shachayonu is only a reshus. Birchas Shachayonu is not a chayvu. So because Birchas Shachayonu is only a reshus, so if you don't say Shachayonu, it's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. It's Birchas Belet. To be lahala loyim, it's the Rabbani Shalayim. You have an opportunity to say, thank you, the Rabbani Shachayonu, the Rabbani Shachayonu, the Rabbani Shachayonu, Zachor Shavazach. But there's only a reshus, it's not a chayvu. So it could also be that even though the minig ha'olam is that we don't say Shachayonu, we don't say Shachayonu leil Shavuos HaBatamos, it's a reshus. But here we're talking about Nisuin. Nisuin is a chayvu. Loi toivu yosuin ulevadoi. And once there's a Nisuin, there's a chiv simcha. It's also a chiv chomor like we had before. Yeah, chiv chomor of simcha. So Meile, that's not a reshus. So you don't have a raya from the minig. Legab Shachayonu, loi arei zeh, ka arei zeh. No raya, because we don't start avelis. The gabbah shachayon already leil shavuos habatamos. That we also start avelis the gabbah nisuin. So if a person is faced with even the Moshe's case, person wants to make nisuin Motzah Shabbos late at night, which is taka already shavuos habatamos. Afal beken maybe it could be that the Moshe's is still no minik. So all the ma'irim the pelchelkim of the Moshe, maybe it's only the gabbah shachayon and not the gabbah the Indian of. There's an interesting tshuva in Rivevois Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim Grimblatt was a Talmud of Ramosha, Talmud Muvik. And Rivevois Ephraim in Chelik Aleph, and Simon Shin Ein Hey, when he speaks about something else at the end, he brings in, he says, I heard from my Rabbi, Ramosha Feinstein zu sein gesund, at the time. There was a Shaila that even the asked Ramosha himself, in the weekdays, should I make the chasana erev Shavuos HaBatamos mamash our case? Rav Moshe's answer was, you don't do it at night, but move it a few hours earlier. That's what Rav Moshe's answer. Even though I, Rav Moshe himself held that it's mutter to make the chasana at night.